USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Less than a week after a North Dakota man was accused of killing a teenager with his SUV because he thought the boy was a Republican extremist, President Biden again calls people who didn't vote for him MAGA Republicans.
Remember, I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here.
Biden speaking at an event sponsored by the DNC. Republicans have criticized him for using politically divisive language after pledging to unite the country. Moderna is asking the FDA to authorize its new COVID boosters for children. The pharmaceutical company filed two authorization requests for the FDA. One is for kids as young as 6, and the other is for teens up to 17. It said it would also work on clearing the Omicron targeting shot for babies and toddlers from 6 months to 5 years later this year. Apple is updating their operating system to fix several bugs, mainly isolated around the new iPhone 14. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Republican lawmakers have rolled out a new legislative agenda in case they gain control of the House in the upcoming midterms. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers on Fox Business pushes back on the idea that their spending plan could increase inflation.
We know the formula that was in place before COVID of bringing down reducing the tax cuts, lifting the regulatory burden.
She claims that regulatory burdens are crippling energy projects. Although the Inflation Reduction Act invests in combating climate change, Democrats highlight how it also includes tax cuts for the coal industry. Police in New York City are looking for vandals who defaced Wall Street's Charging Bull statue with anti-Queen Elizabeth graffiti. It happened within hours of the British monarch's death earlier this month. Two men and two women allegedly used a paint marker to write an obscenity about the Queen on Charging Bull's forehead. It has since been removed, but the vandals caught on video haven't been caught yet by police. Two multi-state lottery jackpots have now reached a combined total of more than $500 million. The prize up for grabs for Mega Millions Friday is up to $301 million. Should someone win Powerball tomorrow night, they'll score at least $270 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.